Tonight's Shir Simen Yud Beis, the second half of Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel. Simen Yud Beis, Sif Aleph began, what is the halacha if the tzitzis strings tear and you don't have the full length? And the first shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings, that as long as you have Kedei Aniva left, then it's kosher. And that means you can have four strings cut on one side entirely, and the other side is whole, you're fine. Because each string is half on one side, half on the other, and you have Kedei Aniva. If the strings are cut on both sides, then you have an issue. If all eight strings were cut, and you have 5 centimeters left of each string, you're still good, because you have Kedei Aniva. If one string is cut on one side all the way down to the knot, and the other string and second string on the other side is cut less than 2 centimeters from the knot, now the tzitzis are puzzle. Because if it's from the same string, then you're missing a string that doesn't, that you're down to 3 strings instead of 4. We're not sure, is it from the group or not? Takum Masupik. Is the same string on both sides? Is that one string or is it not? It's a 25% chance that it is. La halacha, we have to be machmir, and it's no good. That is the first shita. But the kula of the first shita is, even if all four on one side of the knot are cut, it doesn't bother us, because the other side is still there, and you still have the shir kedei aniva. Now he brings shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Mechaber brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam lo machshirim ela b'nishtayru shnei chutin shleimim. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you cannot have kosher tzitzis unless 2 strings are totally complete from beginning to end. The hainu arba roshim, it's 4 ends, because 2 strings ends up being 4 when you put it through the hole. She called echad meharoshim aroch yud beis gudolim, and each of these 4 have the full 12 gudolim measurement. Oz machshirin keshenifs guashnei chutin acherim. Then it's kosher if 1 or 2 of the remaining strings tear, provided you have Kedei Aniva. So everyone agrees that if even 1 string tears and you don't have Kedei Aniva, it's possible, which means on both sides it's cut. So you don't have Kedei Aniva. Everyone agrees that's possible. But the machlokas is when you have 3 strings that are only Kedei Aniva and the 4th is Shalem, or 4 Kedei Aniva, Rabbeinu Tam says that's possible. Rabbeinu Tam says the only time it's kosher is if 2, which means 4, 2 on either side, are totally intact, and the tears are only in the remaining 2, and then you need Kedei Aniva to machshir. If you don't have Kedei Aniva, it's possible because you're missing a string. So that's the chilek in the first sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that tzitzis will not be kosher if you're missing the full 12 gudol on 2 full strings, which ends up being 4 hanging down. They can't be touched. Does have to be perfect original length. Aval, in nifsiku shlosha chutin, if 3 strings were cut, afal pishin ishtarba kedei aniva, even you have kedei aniva, you have 4 centimeters remaining, psulim, no good. Upnei kach, kishenechtu shloshu roshim, therefore, when 3 are cut, imlo dikdek be'esa siyas at tzitzis, if you weren't careful when you made the tzitzis, shuni karm ha'abar roshim shemitzad echad shal ha'kesher, that the 4 on one side and the 4 on the other side, that you divide them exactly in half, if you weren't careful like that. So it's possible that 2 ends of 1 string are on one side of the knot. We have to be afraid that each of the 3 are from a different thread, different string. And you don't have a chut, a thread that's complete. So it comes out, you only have 1 that's shalem. So because you're in Suffolk, it's possible. Avlim lo nechtechu el shnei roshim, if only 2 strings were cut, machshirim kedei aniva, as long as kedei aniva, that's kosher. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is a little funny, and he's going to point out in a second, because if you were careful that it's 4 and 4, then you know for sure it was. Yeah. Right? He points out in Mishnah Berurah. Lamayis, we pass at the first shita. We pass the first shita that we don't need two, which means four, perfectly full length. We don't need that. But if it's possible, you should concern yourself with the shita. The Ramos says we are not like Benatam. And certainly, if you were careful when you made your tzitzis, that the four on one side and the four on the other side are split all the way down. Then zicher, if three were cut on one side, it's possible. Then you know for sure, it's not even a suffix, then you know for sure that you have three strings that were cut. And if it's cut on both sides, it's also possible. Maybe it's three. So we just don't know. We don't know. And therefore, it's a problem. In other words, so you like, made your strings perfect at four and four on either side, they're not divide all the way. Two on one side are cut, and one on the other side. According to me, at a time, it's possible because you don't know. It could be all three separate strings. Mishnebura Sif Kanchas. The reason behind the Benetam. The idea of two strings that fold into four. Two of them is for tcheles, two of them are for lavan, for the white. So you have to have one of those types perfect. Either the tcheles should be perfect or the lavan should be perfect. Now our tcheles isn't tcheles anymore. But it doesn't make a difference. You still have to have two that are intact. Either the tcheles should be, the ones, the makom tcheles should be perfect, or the lavan should be perfect. Sifka and tes. In lo diktek, if you weren't careful, kasha, the language doesn't make sense. The kolshkin in diktek. It's a kolshkin, if you were medaktek, right, he's saying if you weren't medaktek, it's three on one side, it might be two. And if it's were medaktek, that each side is four and four all the way up, then kolshkin. Kamosha kasha b'hagalakach, the Rama Taka says afterwards. Taka says kolshkin. If you're careful in putting your tzitzis, the minute you cut three on one side, it's just a possible called the benetam. The Yesh Lomar, the Nakat Lo Dikdeg Mishum Sefer. Perhaps the reason why the Mechaber picks the language he's not medaktik and he made the tzitzis is because the end, the Messiah, he concludes, Avlim Lo Nechtechu Ela Shnei Roshim. If only two strings were cut, the Machsharim Chdei Aniva, it's kosher, as long as you have Chdei Aniva, 4 centimeters, let's say, the Zodavka below Dikdeg, that's if you were not medaktik. Avlim Dikdeg, if you were careful, that's four on either side, it doesn't change all the way up. If two are cut on one side, kasher afilu lo nishtak deniva, that'll be fine even if you don't have kedei aniva. The nishtaim are called achad rosh hasheni because on the other side they have the full length. Avam nifsku shnayim mishnei tzedadim, but if two are cut on either side of the knot, for the nishtaim kedei aniva, you don't have kedei aniva. Pesul, that's possible. The shemachod echad, maybe one thread, and that's true. Both shitas, the first sheet and the Benetam agree. That if you have a cut on either side of the knot, and you don't have kedei aniva on either one, then everyone says that's going to be possible. Sifka and yud machshirin b'chdei aniva. If you only have two that are cut, and you have kedei aniva, even if Benetam says it's kosher, it's lomar afilim ha yashir kedei aniva be'echad mehen. Even if only one of them had kedei aniva, that's good enough. Kanal b'sifka and hey, like we said, sifka and hey. Sifkan Yud Alpha Halacha V'chulu. The halacha is like the Svar Rabbi Shaina. Pashat the Mutter Levarach Alehen Ukmoshibanam Ver Halacha. It's Pashat can make a bracha, like we write in Ber Halacha. So if you look in the Ber Halacha, Halacha Kisvar Rabbi Shaina. The halacha is like the first shita. Ayn Pimegodim Be'esh Lavam Sifkan Zayin Muchach Medevar V'Tavar Chalav. The Mechaber is saying the halachas of the Svarad, he's telling us, you make a bracha. Chayadim seems to say that if you have three cut strings, machlekes, first sheet of Benetam, seven brachas, don't make a bracha. We'll know. If Mechaber says halachas of Rishon, it means you make a bracha. However, the Ramah comes along and says, no hagel Benetam. So if you look in the Be'er Loch, no hagel Benetam, Da, you should know that das ben atam who afilo nifsku ashlosha chutin rak neskatsu but oven chain rochin yibes gudin gakin possible afanim. But ben atam wasn't makbid only if you cut it. If they shrunk for whatever reason, and you don't have 12 gudolim, it's possible. The Beit Tam's lashon was, you have to make sure you have 12 gudolim on two, which is four. And that's a minimum requirement. So whether it got ripped off or cut off or a trunk, it'll be a problem. So if, base, hechad atzar kedei aniva, when you need kedei aniva, the string was cut on two sides. So now you have to make sure of kedei aniva or else you have no string, you're missing a string. The problem is they're very thick strings, and because they're thick, you can't tie it around. But had it been a thinner string, the same length would be enough to wind around and knot it. Kasha, that's good enough. You don't need to actually make the knot. You need a length that would make the knot if it was a thinner string. The fact that it's too thick to make the knot is irrelevant to us. It's still kasha. And the Ramah says, so what's the right measurement? The average, not too thin, not too thick. Sifkan yud beis kasher. The harukin heim b'chidei aniva. It's long enough b'chidei aniva. It happens to be you can't. Rakmanei oivi ani yochalanov. You grad, you can't tie the knot. Basically, his point is, it's not a mitzius. You have to be able to tie a knot. It's a shear. It's a measurement. It's a length. It's a length called b'chidei aniva. It's not a requirement to tie it around it. If it's a length of b'chidei aniva, that's long enough. That's considered. You still have an anaf and it's kosher. So it's irrelevant as how thick the strings are, as long as you have that length. Sif Gimel. Kedei Aniva. So this is Machlokes Rishonim. How to measure Kedei Aniva. The Rashi min ha'anaf. It's only from the hanging down part. Uleri, afilu nechtach kol ha'anaf, lo nisha Kedei Aniva, ela min ha'gadil. According to Uri, you can have the entire hanging part down cut off. All you have is the part above the knots, and there you have more than Kedei Aniva. Kosh, that's good. But if you can't, you rely on the re. That we look at the full length of the string all the way up to the beged and not just what's hanging down beneath the knots. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yud Gimel explains, if there's no alternative, you can rely on the re. And you can wear the beged. You can wear it. Now we just had a little different language. Machloik is the first sheet on Beinu Tam, where he says, if possible, you should follow Rabbeinu Tam. Perusho, that means, Hechad de Efshtan, so Bekal, Tzitzachem, if you can easily find replacement tzitzis, you should. Avein Tzorch, Lachs, Achrem, you don't have to go looking for them, Im Eim, Zeman, Lefanov, if it's not readily available. Oh, she's Bata, Edizem, it's Tfilah B'tzibur, if by trying to change it to fit Rabbeinu Tam's requirement, you'll miss Tfilah B'tzibur, we don't say that. V'hacha Kosev, here's the opposite language. Not, if possible, you should be Cheshish. Rather, hechad the low efsher, if it's not possible, then you could be samech on the re. Haina b'makom shein nimsam says a cloud. That means there is no way to find. I could go look all day. I'm not going to find. Yish lismechal. Then you can rely on the re. Umikamakom lo yivarchal. And you can't make a bracha. V'gam basa let's say svel b'shulav asusavab. And you can't wear a shabbos in a public place. So when he says tov lochush lo benu tam, there we said klar. You wear it, you make a brach on it, you can wear it on Shabbos too. When the din is like Rashi, but if there's no alternative, we'll have to rely on the re, you can't make a brach on it. According to the re, we should be able to matter wearing the beged, even if some of the gedil was cut. Because you still have kedei aniva. You have four sections and five knots, there's still more string. V'dan, you should know, the kol ze'enu inu l'nifzka chut makamayakim. Now this discussion, Rashi, Ri, has nothing to do with a tear where the string goes through the hole in the garment. D'shama fil l'ri pasam etorah. The Ri agrees it's pasam etorah if it's cut at the point where it goes through the baget. U'pashat d'kishen nifzalim hatzitzis serach lefashto, and it's also pashat. If the tzitzis are indeed pasal, gotta take them off. For the mahani lamad al-amdo, it doesn't help just to stand in one place. So yes, Dalaramas. I won't call Dalaramas. There ain't din Dalaramas. There's a din of Dalaramas that you shouldn't go Dalaramas without tzitzis. There's no din that if I stay stationary within Dalaramas, I can wear pasul tzitzis. Gamlo yisakin at tzitzis be'odah taslov, and you shouldn't mend the tzitzis. You shouldn't repair it when you're wearing it. Ela poishtoi umasakin. You got to take it off, and then you fix it up. If you take a look in Be'er Locha, Yesh lismoch alavi. So he says, if there's no alternative, we rely on the vi. Pimigad mishpat azov, simin yid aleph writes, in this the pasul. So if all the strings were cut until the fifth of knot, the lowest knot, it's pasul. Kavur b'simin yibeis sif aleph, because that's going to be a psul. Whether you learn like a ben atam or the first shita, imhu b'derech ve'en letzitzes acherim. What if he's on the road? There is no other tzitzes, no other store to get tzitzes. It'll be a while till he can take care of it. Yatir hagadil, untie that bottom knot and the windings around it. Should arba gudolim v'yaser, because the gadil is itself four gudolim and more. V'yaser kasas gadil kasas enough. So you'll have some gadil and some enough. So the eitzah is, if you can't replace them, so untie the bottom knots, untie the 13 wrappings, and let it hang. So you have three sections of wound and one, or if you want to undo two sections, you have two wound and the rest hanging down, and you've created a gedil with an enough. According to the mechaber, mamash chachile can be yoseh if you undo like mamash three of them, because mechaber holds we need four etzbos total, and you do have four etzbos, so that should be fine. Va'afli didon the sfril on yudbeis gudon. Now the ma'aser we hold you need 12 gudon. Become mokom yilbash, you still wear it. I'm not sure if you can make a bracha or not. Uminatur darbe kol shu minatur. Let's need a little bit. Vein oiva mitzvah tzitzis. Why should I miss the mitzvah tzitzis for the next 4 or 5 days? I'll be out of town. I have no alternative. I should just go without a baguette. So no, the eitzah is to unravel, unwind, unknot it, and you'll have gedil and enough. Umihu, however, tzarech lahatir kol hagodil. You can't just untie 2-3 knots and let it hang down. Dimkein lahavitas alevin osoy. So you have to unknot the whole thing and then rehang it with just a smaller gedil, and that's how you're going to wear it. The nifslu min atayra, because as soon as you lost all the anaf, it's possible, the eraisa, to be in a gedil, the anaf, akal Hashem Hashem, that's the prima godim. Prima godim is saying that min atayra, you need gedil and you need anaf. If all your anaf was cut off, your tzitzit got caught in something, gone. All gone. So now, I have an ein file how I could give myself gedil and anaf. I'll just unravel, unknot, and let it hang down. But he says, but right now it's possible. You have to unravel the entire remnant and then rehang that corner. Because it's hasavanos. Vatsasa zos who could deal with seis afadas rashi. Now this eitzah is to be yotzei even rashi. So again, according to Ri, afilu nechta kala enough lo nechta neva el megiddos kasha. So this is only in rashi.
So
this only
in
shittas
rashi.
In shittas rashi, Pima Gadim has this eitzah. Pima Gadim has this Eitzah in Shittas Rashi. According to the Riyas Taka Kosher, without unraveling anything. The Pima Gadim's Eitzah to unravel, so you have both Gedil and Anaf, is to accommodate Rashi. You're not going to have 12? Okay, so don't need 12, but you still have Gedil and Anaf, that's good enough. But it comes out that even though it's an interesting thing, according to Ri, it's Kosher as it is, and according to Rashi, it's Tazal and Asri. That's the problem he's creating. That according to the Rashi, it's Tazal and Asri.